السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وموالاه. Dear brothers and sisters and community members of Clear Lake Islamic Center, we have started the program which we call Ask the Imam, in which we receive your questions and then we'll meet here and answer these questions and post them on our message channel. The way we can receive your questions is by sending your emails to asktheimam@themasjid.org. That is one word, asktheimam@themasjid.org. What about permanent sterilization, like vasectomy or for the woman to tie the tubes permanently? Is that allowed in Islam with a reason or without a reason when they could not handle the convenient or the conventional birth control methods?
طيب بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. First of all, there is an agreement among all Muslim scholars that al-ikhsa is haram. When you make something that permanently will prevent you from being able to impregnate woman, or you became pregnant, and they asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم about al-ikhsa, sterilization, and he said it's not allowed.
Or castration.
Castration, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He said it's not allowed. So from this, the scholars said about these modern methods that some people mm-hmm. use today to stop pregnancy in a way that became permanent. They said it is not allowed because of that hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. But also the ulama rahimahullah said the exception can be made when there is a medical reason, a valid medical reason. So the mother is live at risk, you know, there is like a risk has to do with her, or there is a genetic disorders or something of that or of that nature, she is allowed to do that, especially if she cannot use other methods. When it comes to men, we call that
Vasectomy.
What I know, vasectomy is not permanent. You can reverse that. So just from the little bit I know, that it can be reversed. So, but we talk about something that is hard to reverse, or like most likely will not be reversed, like removing the uterus, or tying the two, the woman, and in this case, the biggest problem, in my opinion, that I see a lot of people deal with. She said, I don't have a medical, it's not a health or life and death kind of situation. But you know what, Sheikh? I have 5 kids, and you know what? I'm just overwhelmed. I can't handle this. I'm like having 3 kids already, like young. I'm like in my late 30s. Yes, I still can get pregnant, but you know what? I'm not having kids. Most of the people, the fatwa, the majority of the scholars will say she's not allowed to use this kind of method. But in my opinion, which is so interesting, Sheikh, that the same people who are doing that, they allowed her to use a temporary method for the rest of her life.
Yeah, which becomes like permanent.
Which has become like permanent. In my opinion, this is just going to the...
Right.
So if we see a case where a woman in certain age, you know, and she have enough children. Yes, I understand. They said, what if she got divorced? What if her husband died? What if she married again? Maybe she want to have children. Yes, but al-hukum fil ghalib in Sharia, an Islamic ruling is always about the not the rare scenarios.
Yes, not about the exceptions.
Not the exceptions. So if we're going to go this route, we're not going to be able to give fatwa in general, because always there is, in a general statement, there is exceptions can be made. So my opinion, if there is, she have enough children, and she is, another point to look at it, psychological effect, because the harm is not only physical, it's not only life and death, it's also psychological.
How's that?
Some people might go into deep depression, might be not able to handle children, might be able to...
So abuse. If they don't do it, you mean it might
affect if they have a new children psychologically, they're not able to do that. Mm-hmm. And she reached to a level which is cannot handle children anymore. Some people have 8, 9 kids, and she still can get pregnant.
Yeah,
you know, and especially in living in this time in society, where things are more complicated than it be before, and much harder than before. So, in cases like this, when I see case by case, I said yes. I gave fatwa to several family. They asked me, and I said yes. You're allowed to use that method. You know, But I don't want this to be like the norm. This is
blanket.
like, you know what? I have, you know, alhamdulillah, I have two kids and two cats. I'm good. You know, that's the family. That's not how it works, you know, in a Muslim family. And I'm not going to put a number also for the number of kids. But, you know, everybody knows their situation. Everybody knows their needs. And when there is, they think that this is, can cause more harm to the children than to the family than benefits. You can use that method. Because also this is will close the door for abortion, close the door for, you know, people ask how can I abort the child or get rid of the pregnancy. And I want to say final thing, final thought about this. What I really don't appreciate when I get a couple, okay, and the pressure become all about the woman, okay, and the husband is not willing to do anything but to make her pregnant or to maybe spend money. But all the load of the work, all the psychological effort that associated yeah. with it, all the hard work of raising
the actual
children,
parenting is on the mother.
On the mother.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think a lot of this problem will be solved if we find a great deal of cooperation.
More equitable,
yeah.
You know,
methods. And also pacing the children, maybe, you know, not all of them at one point. And again, if you can use a method that is not going to cause sterilization, it's much, much better. But if this is the only solution that you find, and you find it, and you really have enough number of children that you can handle, you know, and you and your husband agreed 100% on that, mm-hmm. I don't see, inshallah, personally, I give it to in a limited capacity. So I advise you to talk to me personally and to
okay,
Rahim,
so,
somebody in person to explain the detailed situation of your case.
So it's not a blanket permission. It's just a case by case situation. And that if you're thinking of it, you need to talk to the Sheikh and get an actual fatwa from him, because that will be considering the situation from all angles.
Yeah.
Jazakallah. Yes.
But what I think it's beneficial to the community to know also, I know it's the majority of the scholars who give that blank statement, not allowed unless it's a life and death situation or harmful physically. Mm-hmm. I think there is more nuance to this than just black and white like that.
Right. Okay. Jazakallah khair. That will be, I learned a lot from this. Alhamdulillah. Thank you.